Easy Tigers, I hope everyone is fine and dandy. Welcome back to the show as always. First of all, we need to pick up the Patreons and the guys on PayPal. So thanks to you guys, we're out here collecting nugs, getting to the truth as soon as possible together, working out what the heck has really been going on, because it's not in our history books, is it? So we have to take it on ourselves to give up our time and give up our life to go and look for these nugs. So, while I was out on the weekend, and this is not the first time I've noticed this, I noticed that there is water gushing out from underneath a church in St. Julian's. Now, the church is called Baluta Church. Now, let's have a look at the history of this place before we get involved and get our boots on the ground. So let's have a look at the timeline of this church. So the Carmelite Church in Baluta Bay. So Emmanuel Galazia designed it in 1871. It was extended in the 1900s and then later dismantled. Like many other older churches in Britain, this one has a complex architectural history, but perhaps it has an even more complex history than most. A church was originally built on this site by the 19th century Maltese architect Giuseppe Bonavia and completed in 1858. Unusually for Malta, Bonavia produced a building in a vaguely Gothic style. Galazia's 1870s rebuilding was much more authentically neo-Gothic, although it kept two towers on the front elevation, a favourite feature of the traditional Baroque Maltese church. The result harmonised perfectly with low terrace buildings on either side, while the polychromatic touches complemented the colourful waterfront scene which it overlooked. However, as the population of the area expanded, this church too proved inadequate for the congregation after having been extended at the turn of the century when it was given the Carmelite friars. It underwent a further major and prolonged rebuilding programme. This time it had a whole other larger church constructed around it. The older structure within was dismantled. A new larger house of worship became the parish church in the area in 1974. So you can see that there's been some business around this structure being built multiple times, and it's funny that the last time it got built, they actually built around the previous structure and then dismantled it when it was inside. It's like they're covering something up. Very fishy. But let's get our boots on the ground, let's have a look. Also, one other thing I've noticed that I'll show you a bit later, it almost looks like, in inverted commas, cart rut tracks coming out underneath. And like I said before in the previous video, the ruts that I see in Malta seem like they were for conveying water. And now when we look at this, we can see that there is a segment in the middle of this channel, and it looks like it separates to make two channel marks. Can you see it? But we'll zoom in on that in a bit later. And another thing very fishy about this is I had to taste the water. I had to taste it. And what is remarkable about this is that it was salt water. Work that out for me, please. I can't work that out. Also, take note that they chopped down the geopolymer and then they built the blocks directly on top of that. So whatever this is, wherever this water is, I don't know. Normally, I'd assume that it was spring water that gets sprung up out of places. That's why it's called spring water. But this is seawater, and it's coming from above sea level, which is, I can't work it out. But here you can see the channel mark in the middle, or the chase mark in the middle, or the segment, sorry, there. And it's creating the two channels, just like we see in the cart ruts. Now, obviously, this is a bit ferocious at the minute because it's not been done neatly. It's just been redirected straight into the sea. So they're not controlling the flow, they're not doing anything. But look, you can see that clearly that's a complete channel all on its own. There's two channels here. So chop down the GP. Obviously, this water's coming from the GP up from underneath. I don't know how in the world this is still going. Like, when I come in January, I see it flowing. There we go, I'm just showing you the cart tracks. It looks just like the cart tracks, the double ones, right? Can you see that? Phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Now, people are probably saying, oh yeah, but it's going into the water, and that, them cart tracks there are only like 1 metre long. Listen, the water here clearly was at it was a lot lower. And why do I say that? Because when you start walking around the coast of Malta, you notice that there is structures in the sea that had windows and doors, especially around this area. So it tells you that the water level was a lot lower. But you can see the two channel marks here, crystal clear. And this is salt water. And again, I stress, why is there salt water gushing from underneath this church? Look at that. So it's coming out of a modern pipe, but it's obviously been redirected to come out here and just deposit straight into the sea. So, but again, questions, why is seawater coming from above sea level back into the sea? What is sucking that up and then depositing it back into the sea? I don't understand. And like I said, it hasn't rained for over a week here. So it's not rainwater. When I come here last time in January, it was gushing out. When you look on Google Earth, you can see it gushing out. So this is just constantly gushing. So why is this gushing? What is it doing? Can you see the two channel marks? That get called cart ruts anywhere else. Let's have a look. So the last time it actually rained here, right, was the 26th of May. And this video was taken, let's have a look. 8 days after. Oh, sorry, 9 days after. 9 days after. So why is water still gushing out of there at a ferocious speed? I digress. Anyway, let's have a Brucey bonus, because that's probably knocked your socks off. So let's spruce for Bruce. And by the way, if anyone's got any ideas about the previous water coming from underneath the church, let me know. Now, another thing I've noticed around Malta is that with a town that I live in called Hamron, it has got an abundant amount of symbolism all over it. I don't know if you noticed the all-seeing eye. Anyway, they're doing some roadworks down the main road where I live, and I couldn't believe these cats. I found geopolymer blocks down there, and they're just pumping concrete in there. But what's even more fascinating is this. Check this out. Right, so this was about 2 days after I'd noticed it, and they started filling it up, but they seem to have left one segment, and this segment looks like they've just broken into a part of something else. And I just couldn't believe it. I just can't. This is what I mean. In Malta, you dig down and you don't even know what's below you. Like, check this out. Like, the machine made a little hole in the wall, and it just come to some sort of cavity, some massive hole. But you can see there's some sort of blocks over that as well. Let me show you. So this is before the concrete went down. Look at this. What is guanin in that hole? And you can see that you've got the massive blocks over it. Now, what would be in there? But like I just showed you in the previous clip, they filled all this in now. The only bit exposed is this. Now, I'd love to know what is going on in there. Why did they put the ancient blocks over it and then put the road straight over it? Like, this didn't even make the news. This hasn't even been in the local newspaper or nothing. It's just completely kept quiet. Just put some blocks over it. Put the new road down. Boom. No one's going to know nothing about it. And I'll leave you one more nugget. Check this out. You'll love this. So the next clip you're going to see is two Maltese guys arguing. I'm filming it from the balcony. And he's reversing down the road. And he starts to... It's proper Maltese stuff. Absolute real Maltese stuff. And this is why I love the place. And it is the best place in the world. Because every day is something new. So there you go, guys. I hope you've seen something you haven't seen before. I hope I'm showing you nugs that you've never seen before. Please, please like, subscribe, comment, share, and support the work if you can. One love, guys. Ta-da's. Ta-da's.